Infrastructure, the end of Vine videos, and chocolate profits ahead of Halloween. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The Transportation Safety Board is looking into why a campaign plane carrying vice presidential candidate Mike Pence skidded off a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night in the rain. Everyone is fine after the hard landing. LaGuardia had already been a campaign issue. Everybody agrees the aging eyesore needs investment. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump say more spending on American infrastructure is necessary. Both say the private sector has to help. Yesterday, the Trump campaign had some more details about what to do. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at this issue.
Both the candidates agree American infrastructure is in pretty bad condition.
I want us to invest in your future. That means jobs and infrastructure in advance.
And our infrastructure throughout our country is crumbling. Bad shape. Our airports, our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our schools, our hospitals.
But they have different strategies for how to fix it. Robert Puentes of the Eno Center for Transportation had a look at Donald Trump's plan.
Well, this plan focuses on the private side almost exclusively and what the federal government can do to incentivize private investment in infrastructure.
Trump would use a mix of strategies, including big tax credits, generating about $1 trillion in infrastructure investment over 10 years. So says Peter Navarro, a senior policy advisor for the Trump campaign who worked on the plan.
The tax credit approach is one significant source of funding. At the other end of the spectrum, you've got existing money that comes into all sorts of funds like transportation funds.
Hillary Clinton wants to pay to fix roads and bridges with higher taxes on the wealthy. Here's the Eno Center's Puentes again.
Senator Clinton's plan is focused more on infrastructure broadly and on what then the impacts of that infrastructure would be on people, places, and communities.
Like how many jobs the investments would create. But she doesn't want the government to do it all.
A big part of our plan will be unleashing the power of the private sector to create more jobs at higher pay. And that means, for us, creating an infrastructure bank to get private funds off the sidelines.
Clinton plans to spend $25 billion over 5 years to create that infrastructure bank, which would provide low-interest loans and other products to help fund big projects. And we have a lot of those on the waiting list. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Let's check the markets. The FTSE in London is down just 3 points. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up about 0.1% each. Now to a story of how quickly digital platforms storm the social media world and then vanish. Twitter said this week it's cutting 9% of its workforce, 350 jobs. Part of those cuts, Twitter says, is the end of Vine. This is the video clip system that started in 2012 and was purchased by Twitter the same year. Joining me on the line this morning is Ben Johnson, host of our sibling program, Marketplace Tech. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, David.
So why is Twitter dumping Vine?
Well, first of all, Vine became really popular because it was an easy way to share funnier, interesting videos on your phone and on Twitter, commissioned by big companies as advertisements. So it became popular pretty quickly, but it didn't last.
But what happened to it?
Well, not long after Vine became popular, Facebook's app Instagram started allowing for 15-second video clips as well as photos, and that quickly had a bigger potential audience. And with the launch of a host of other mobile video platforms since, Vine's super short videos became more curiosity than money in the bank for Vine's parent company.
Give me a sense, right? These things are goofy, they're short, they're sort of like a sight gag. What appealed to you about them? You were making them for your show all the time.
David, every artist needs constraints, right? And Vine had this kind of pretty major constraint in video length that made these little looped videos an amazing medium in a way. It was also really consumable, right? A good video length for the modern age. Super easy to consume if you have ADD. The tough part is, in the end, it's hard to make money off that short of a video, and Vine quickly had a lot of competitors.
I know. Blink and you'd miss them. My colleague, Marketplace Tech host Ben Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Cynics call Valentine's Day the Hallmark holiday. What's Monday, Halloween? You might say the Hershey chocolate holiday. Hershey this morning releases its quarterly results. The company was in the news this summer after rival Mondelez tried and failed to take it over for $23 billion. Sally Herships has more.
Imagine you are a giant corporation like Mondelez that wants to buy Hershey's. There's something about the company's structure you might think a little odd.
No, this is not typical.
Aaron Lash is an analyst with Morningstar. It's not like Oompa Loompas are making the chocolate. Lash says what's unusual is any company that wants to buy Hershey's would need to get three separate yeses.
Not only would Hershey's company board needed to approve that, but the trust board would also have had to approve that.
About 80% of Hershey's is controlled by a charitable trust. It funds a school founded by Milton Hershey years ago. Then the Pennsylvania state government got involved, and now it has to approve deals, too. Lash says this triple approval is a hurdle for deals. Another challenge for Hershey's?
We're shifting into healthier snacking.
Like nuts. Alexia Howard is an analyst with Bernstein.
So people have been shunning anything that contains additives like artificial colors and flavors and so on.
Except it's Halloween. A big pick-me-up for Hershey's business and everyone. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And Amazon stock is right now down 4.7% in pre-market trading. This after the company said it's not expecting profits as such next quarter. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.